And now the game where we like to have notable folk answer questions about unnoted things. It's called Not My Job. In 1970, Gert Boyle was a housewife whose husband ran a small sportswear company here in Portland. And tragically, her husband suddenly died. And that housewife, along with her son, then in his early 20s, all of a sudden had to run a business. Today, Columbia Sportswear is one of the most successful activewear companies in the world. And yes, they are proud of it here. And Gert Boyle is world famous as, to quote the company's long-running ad campaign, "One tough mother." Gert Boyle, welcome to Wait, Wait.
Thank you. Thank you.
So let's go over this story. Like I said, terrible day, 1970. Your husband's now gone. You have to go into work. Have you ever done anything like running a business before at that point?
Well, I ran a household that's almost like a business.
Is it really?
You know what you do? You take a string and put it down the line, and then you throw the bills. And the ones that go over the line, you pay, and the other ones, you don't.
That's right.
It's a test of their weight, I guess.
Eventually, they'll all get paid.
Right, eventually. Plus, it's fun for the kids.
That's right.
So you go in, and how did you ever manage? How did you? I mean, this was it's not as large as it is now, obviously, but still a large company.
I was blessed with a big mouth.
You were blessed with a big mouth.
Yes, right. You can fool some of the people some of the time. You know?
Right. Well, there's a story, actually, that if it wasn't for your big mouth or your temper, you would have sold the company
absolutely.
Early on.
We had a gentleman, I'm using the term very loosely. He came, sat across a desk from me because we were... Actually, the reason that he was there is because we had borrowed money from the bank and we had sold, when my husband died, $800,000 a year. And the next year we had $600,000, which was going the wrong way. So the bank said, you must sell. We're not going to lend you any more money. So I found this gentleman to sell the business to. And the last thing is I was sitting there with my pen in hand. And he said, you know what? I don't want to rent your whole building. And I don't want this. And I don't want that. And you know, he's going to nickel and dime me. And so I had learned a few very nasty words, and I used every single one of them on him because for $1,400, I figured I'd run into the ground by myself.
And you did not. In fact, instead, you and your son, Tim Boyle, over the years, grew Columbia Sportswear into this massive international company with billions of dollars in sales. Something
that's right.
It's crazy.
Billion plus.
Billion plus. Excuse me.
No, that's all right.
All right.
You're not the IRS.
And a lot of the credit for that probably goes to this ad campaign. You started with the late 70s or the early 80s when it began?
That's right, early 80s.
Featuring you. That they decided, you know what this company needs to sell its ski parkas and outerwear? You. Gert Boyle.
The reason we did this is because you look at any ads for 9/10 of the people that sell outerwear or activewear, and there are these gorgeous young people entwined with one another and all this stuff. And then there's me, and it's different, and that's why we did it.
Yeah. Well, in the ads...
It's like a bad meal. You'll always remember that.
Exactly. Now, for the one or two people in the universe who have not seen or heard or on TV or in a magazine one of these ads, they're loosely known as the One Tough Mother campaign, because in the ad you were depicted as an extremely tough mother who both is very demanding in terms of the products your company sells and also very mean to your son.
Not mean enough.
In fact, perhaps the most famous image is you standing there with your bare arms crossed with a tattoo "Born to Nag" on it, which I understand became so popular you can go into a tattoo parlor and get that tattoo.
Absolutely, wow. But I don't need another one.
No, of course not. So the first question is, are you really that mean?
Meaner. No, between 8 and 5, yes.
Really?
After 5, I'm the nicest grandmother you ever want to meet.
Really?
Just ask me.
Do employees wait till after 5 to give you bad news?
That's right.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Wow. I got to ask, do you have any explanation for why that was such a successful ad campaign over the years?
Because it's different. I don't think there is another company where mother and son run the company.
Yeah.
Because the way the American system is set up, if a gentleman works with his son, everybody said, oh, aren't you lucky? Isn't that wonderful you work with your son? And if the young man works with his mother, say, oh, my God, how can you stand it?
Well, is that, because I think that's it. I think there's like this primal reaction.
Absolutely.
I think there's a real sympathy for your son, as in one famous... No, I mean, come on, in the TV
You're
commercials...
You're right.
Thank you. In the TV commercials, you drive a Zamboni over the poor guy.
That's
encasing
right.
him in ice.
So
it's to
right.
test, presumably, the parka. And, you know, and the consumers are out there, they're looking at these ads, they're going, oh, gosh, I'm going to buy that poor guy's jacket.
That's what it's all about.
Really, it's about...
Everybody go out and buy a jacket. Feel sorry for my son.
Exactly. Well, Gert Boyle, we are so delighted to have you here. We have asked you here, in fact, to play a game we're calling...
You people will never read my mind as long as I wear all this Reynolds wrap.
You may have heard this week about the release of the so-called Family Jewels. That's the famous archive of various crimes and dirty tricks played by the CIA back in the 50s and 60s. But the agency also released another file, a 1965 internal report called Studies in Intelligence, Cranks, Nuts, and Screwballs. It was an internal report on all the lunatics who keep approaching the CIA. It was recently declassified. We are going to ask you three questions about the people who bug the buggers. Answer two right, you'll win our prize for our listener, Carl's voice on their home answering machine. Carl, who is Gert Boyle playing for?
Peter, Gert is playing for Nathan Billings of Portland, Oregon.
So here we go. First question. Many people write to the CIA for help with their ailments, real and not so real. One correspondent wrote to the agency and asked for help with what problem? A, persistent uncontrollable ear hair growth. B, he wanted them to put his brain back after it had been removed to install a radio. Or C, an unnatural inability to tell jokes, particularly to young women.
It's probably B, because it seems most likely that the CIA would do.
The CIA, I mean, if you think of the CIA skill set,
yes.
Chances are that what they'd be best at is replacing, giving you your brain back after
they've done that to a lot of
exactly.
people.
Well, you're right. I don't know if they can do it, but that's what the guy wanted.
There you go.
Another guy wrote in and said, I have whistling brain. Can you help me? I don't know what that is, but...
Oh, you never had that?
No. Maybe in a couple years it'll start happening.
Did they give him his brain back?
Well, you know, there's so many people who write in, and they only have so many brains.
But what did they do with that brain?
What did they do with that brain?
What did they do with that radio?
Exactly. All right, that was very good, Gert. That was very good. That was frighteningly good. Next question. Dozens of people walk into the CIA offices in order to offer their services or get help. One notable example was which of these? A, a woman who showed up in a wedding dress insisting that then-director William Colby was to marry her that afternoon. Was it B, a man who offered to spy on uranium mines in Eastern Europe? He said he'd protect himself from radiation by wrapping his private parts with tin foil. Or C, a self-styled Leonid Brezhnev lookalike who volunteered to run the Soviet Union if the agency could get rid of the real one.
Probably the most ridiculous one is C, is B.
B, the one with the tinfoil and the... Yeah.
Well, but it's probably C.
You think it's C? You think it's...
Yes, I think C.
No, it really was B.
Oh, God.
The man, his plan not only involved tinfoil, it was specifically tinfoil from Chesterfield brand cigarettes. And he insisted on that brand. They never knew why.
Well, to be fair to the CIA, they only gave him $3.4 million before they pulled the plug on that
on the project.
They got off cheap on that one.
Yeah.
All right, this is very exciting. I'm glad that happened, Gert, because now we have drama. If you get this last one right, you win. If you don't...
Okay.
Okay, here we go. The article discusses the thousands of letters that are sent to the CIA every year. One such letter was actually delivered to the Director of Central Intelligence himself, despite being addressed how? A, to Snuffy McDuffie... Top floor, closed door, CIA, Washington, D.C. B, to that incredibly charming man who keeps sneaking into my bedroom and tickling me. Or C, to the chief spawn of Satan, seventh circle of hell, city of Dis, 20102.
Must be A.
A?
A.
You're going to go for A, Snuffy McDuffie?
Yes.
You're right, Snuffy McDuffie!
Yeah.
coffee and the coffee.
How did you know?
Because when you're in the business that I'm in, you know all the nuts.
Really? And your sense of nuts was that the nut would write Snuffy McDuffie. Okay. The letter which wound up in the...
And I didn't write the letter.
No. The letter which wound up in the director's office, despite that address, apparently contained what was described as, quote, a quite reasonable idea for propaganda, according to the CIA. It closed with these words, quote, if you don't take appropriate action, I'll write to the president and tell him you're chicken.
Either that or he got the tinfoil from the last guy.
Exactly. And Snuffy McDuffie's threats are not to be taken lightly, Gert, okay? Carl, how did Gert do in our quiz?
Gert was great, Peter. She had two correct answers, and she wins for Nathan Billings.
Brilliant. Yeah. Well done.
Yeah. Another achievement.
Well done. Gert Boyle is the chair of the Portland-based Columbia Sportswear Company. She's known to millions from Columbia's ads as One Tough Mother, the woman with the tattoo born to nag. Gert Boyle, thank you so much for being here with us.
Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you. You did beautifully.
Thank you.
Secret Asian man, secret Asian man, baby.